The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, June 9th, 2014. Hola, Bardophiles, and welcome to the second episode of the new Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, This Week in Shakespeare. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines, coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news to help you push on through your work week and get to hump day. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's headlines included: the Stratford Shakespeare Festival has announced that its pop rock production of Twelfth Night with Brian Dennehy will be broadcast to movie theaters later this year. Australia's SBS network had a story about a group of Syrian refugee children performing the works of Shakespeare. Playbill had a couple of stories. One on the announcement that the London theatrical company Shakespeare's Globe will be making the NYU Skirball Center their home while in the Big Apple this fall doing King Lear. And the other one discussing the beginning of the pre-opening performances of the Public Theater's production of Much Ado About Nothing with Lily Rabe. Broadway World had a story about the newly renovated Quinn Hotel announcing their Shakespeare in New York experience, which includes a multiple night stay at the hotel, plus tickets to either of this summer's Shakespeare in the Park productions, Much Ado About Nothing with Lily Rabe, as we mentioned before, or King Lear with John Lithgow. AM New York had a story with tips for those attending Shakespeare in the Park in NYC called Tips for Surviving the Line. Broadway World had another story discussing the upcoming New Orleans-flavored production of A Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. The Times of Malta had a story entitled, Is Shakespeare Still Relevant? With contributors who are theater professionals and academics, the answer seems to be yes. NewHampshire.com had a story about a school district-run Shakespeare festival that incorporated comic book superheroes to help bring meaning to the students. The Oakland Press had a story about how actors from the Michigan Shakespeare Festival performed in front of students at Berkeley High School to help bring meaning to those students. The Rochester, New York City newspaper covered that city's Shakespeare's Players production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, as well as other upstate New York festivals. The Lower Hudson Valley Journal News had a story on the upcoming season of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival. The New Braunfels Harold Zeitung previewed an upcoming talk by Steve Zinkgraf, a statistician, actor, and associate producer of the Prague Shakespeare Company, who will discuss how the science of statistics can help shed light on the works of William Shakespeare. The Guardian had a fascinating story on the plight of a Shakespeare documentary in the current political turmoil in Thailand. While the film on the production of Macbeth had been banned, a documentary on the banning has been approved for release. Kind of weird, huh? The Kyleen Daily Herald has a story on Redneck Shakespeare down in Texas. And finally, Entertainment Weekly reviewed the new Kenneth Branagh production of Macbeth in New York City, giving it an A-. Plus, there were stories about new productions of Shakespeare's Histories at Orlando, Florida's Fringe Festival, Two Gentlemen of Verona at the Arkansas Shakespeare Theater at Hendricks College in Conway, Arkansas, Antony and Cleopatra by the Gamut Theater Group's Harrisburg Shakespeare Company in Pennsylvania, The Complete Works of Shakespeare, abridged, by the Post 5 Company in Portland, King Lear by California's Long Beach Theater Company, As You Like It in both Atlanta by the Georgia Shakespeare Company, as well as at the Nichols Arboretum in Ann Arbor, Michigan, plus Cymbeline and Two Gentlemen of Verona at Hip to Hip Theater Company in Queens, New York, Romeo and Juliet in Gary, Indiana, The Merchant of Venice in both Iowa and Hopewell, New Jersey, The Tempest at Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey, The Winter's Tale by Shakespeare in the Park in Milwaukee, and Sing for Your Shakespeare in Westport, Connecticut. Plus, there were stories on festivals like Shakespeare Royal Oak in Michigan, the Davis Shakespeare Festival in California, Shakespeare in the Park in Flint, Michigan, the South Dakota Shakespeare Festival, Connecticut's Valley Shakespeare Festival, Marin Shakespeare in Northern California, Oklahoma's Shakespeare in the Park, the Utah Shakespeare Festival, Kentucky Shakespeare, the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, and the Bard in the Botanics in Glasgow, Scotland. We'll be right back. let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On June 4th, two film versions of Julius Caesar were released. The 1953 Joseph Mankiewicz screen adaptation with Marlon Brando opened in the U.S., and the 1970 version directed by Stuart Burge and starring Charlton Heston opened in the U.K. On June 5th, 1341, Edmund of Langley, 1st Duke of York, was born. Edmund was an advisor to Richard II, but resigned his post, siding then with Bolingbroke and helping him usurp the crown and become Henry IV. On June 7th, 1893, Edwin Booth, famed American Shakespearean actor and older brother of the Lincoln assassin John Wilkes Booth, died in New York City. On that same day, in 1394, Anne of Bohemia, wife of King Richard II, died without children at age 28. His childless state made Bolingbroke's usurpation all the easier, and the War of the Roses pretty much an inevitability. On June 8, 1376, Edward, Black Prince of Wales, died, most likely from a long-lasting case of dysentery. He predeceased his father, King Edward III, by a year, so when the king died, he left the throne to a 10-year-old Richard II, a boy unprepared for the task ahead. And as we know from the Second Tetralogy, that didn't end well. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending June 9th, 2014. For our blog and previous This Week in Shakespeare episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as all the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcasts, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we'll catch you next week.